This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Does Islam allow the woman to vote? Yes? Brothers, anyone disagree? What is your proof? You cannot just throw things on Islam and you don't have a proof. What is, you answered right, all of you. What is the proof that the woman can vote? Because that's one of the things feminism went for. Woman should vote. Yes. I can't hear you. Absolutely, mashallah, tabarakallah. When the delegates left Medina, went to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam before he migrated to give him the allegiance, Bay'at al-Rudwan, they call no, Bay'at al-Aqaba, the first allegiance, there were two women with them. You're talking about 14 plus 100 years ago. Two women came from Medina to Mecca, right? Not 2 hours train or 5 hours car. This is 2 weeks at that time. Allah knows, walking or they were on an animal to give him allegiance. Who were they? Two women. I'm sorry? Nusayba bint Ka'b, yes. Umm Amara. I want you to feel this. 1400 plus years ago, woman living in Medina, coming all the way, and the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, still not yet the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, that he had the power, he had the presence. No, the people in Mecca actually were against him and they were pushing him out. She came all the way against majority of people to tell him, yes, I vote for you. Why do I need feminism? So voting is number one. Equality, right? Socially, because this is what the movement is all about. Socially at that time, and if you're going to listen to the talk, it was a whole day conference, highly recommend listen to Sheikh Aisha Prime, because she brought the history of this country and how they looked down. The women among them looked down at the colored woman, but they won them because of numbers. She kept saying, because we're numbers. What did Islam say about me in front of Allah? Spiritually, am I the same? Am I the same? I want to hear it. I want one of you, especially the brothers, because that hadith, many of the brothers knows it, and some of the women knows it too. I want you to challenge me with this statement I just said. I said we are the same spiritually in front of Allah. Does anyone know a hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam that challenged this statement externally? You better know it, because that's one of the things the feminist movement will come against Islam. Anybody knows it? Can you speak up, please, brother? That's for. And I'm looking for against. You're absolutely right. There is no difference between Arabin wala ajami illa bittaqwa. There is no difference between an Arab and non-Arab except at the level of their piety. That's for. And I'm looking for a hadith externally can easily be taken, especially by the brothers and the feminist movement against Islam, and they tell her the woman is not the same. Yes. That's inheritance. We'll come to this later, because that's another one. The majority of the dwellers of Jahannam is from the sisters. That's another one, but that's not the main one. Yes. There's a hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. You all have to know it. And you need to read about it and understand what he said. I'm very surprised the men don't know it. Or maybe you're too shy to say it. ما رأيت أكثر من كنا ناقصات عقل ودين يذهبن بلب الرجل الكريم أو الرجل العاقل كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. He said to the woman. Now listen to the external, and you're gonna say, really? Really? I have not seen. He was talking to the woman. I have not seen more than you. And he didn't say woman. He said they have less wisdom and their deen is less, yet they can affect and manipulate the man. So when you look at it externally, wow. So I'm less in my deen and I am less in my wisdom. The woman asked him, وَلِمَ نَحْنُ نَاقِصَاتُ عَقْلٍ وَدِينٍ. Why we are less? And he said, because of the monthly period. So your prayer and your act of worship, number-wise, are less. And then because of the witness, the testimony. Is that a compliment or this is not a compliment? Because this is one of the hadiths and the verses in the Quran, if Allah gives me time, I will cover it too, where the woman, Muslim woman, and the non-Muslim, men and women, come and attack and says, Islam, don't give the woman the same. Islam say the woman has less wisdom and less religion. Okay, I'll give you a parable of the hadith. And inshallah, you will understand it. If any of you know Arabic, go to Al Jazeera. I did an interview with them, subhanAllah, the day before October 6th last year. It's on a Friday. And this was the topic, and this was the hadith. That's, let's clarify what Islam say about women. The parable I'm going to give you, let's say this girl in front of you. May Allah protect her and make her from the righteous. Right? So I'm assuming she's 3 years old. So I look at her with her father, right? And I see her pulling her father's arm to take him to where she wants. And I'm going to say, what a three-year-old this one can make a man do what he wants. Did I praise her or I attacked her? Done. That's the hadith. That's how you have to understand it. That in spite you pray less because of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it unconditional on me, in spite of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, your witness in the economical matters need two women instead of one, yet you have, I wouldn't say full control, but you can absolutely move the man or make the man do what you want. Is it a compliment or not? Done. You need to learn this. You need to learn this. Inheritance. That's the second attack. Who knows Quran here well, so I don't have to. Like, you know Quran. I don't mean hafiz. I mean you understand it all. Did Allah says the man inherited twice than the woman? Yes or no? Yes, of course. Absolutely, I can't. يُصِيكُمُ اللَّهُ فِي أَوْلَادِكُمْ لِلذَّكَرِ مِثْلُ حَظِّ الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ. I can't change the Quran. يُصِيكُمُ اللَّهُ فِي أَوْلَادِكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have made it obligation on you, الْوَصِيَّ هُنَا obligation, that your son, أولادكم, your son will inherit double what your daughter will inherit. Yes? Is that anti-feminism? Why? He's taking double than me. It's not fair. Yes, a second. Yes or no? If you're going to say no, you have to explain it. Second question for everybody. See how you really have to learn your deen. Because once you know, then you are absolutely fine. Nobody will affect me. Is this rule in every situation, the man inherit double the woman? Just a second, as you're doing this, give me the proof. No, you don't speak about this deen without a proof. That's not my opinion and yours. You just said the right. What is the proof? I'm sorry, go ahead, brother. Can't hear you, unfortunately. The mother, the mother can take more than the father, right? And the double is only for the brothers and the sisters. Sometimes the woman inherits more, sometimes the woman inherits less, and sometimes equal. And it's all in Surah An-Nisa. It's everything. This is very clear in chapter, the woman. Isn't it interesting? Subhanallah. Third, am I equal in the sight of Allah? When I'm going to stand, you're going to stand, and you're going to stand. Are we the same? Completely? If I sin as a woman, am I going to be punished the same as a man? Yes or no? Yes or no? Give me the proof. Again, don't say yes or no unless you tell me. Because if you're going to be debating somebody who knows little bit about the Quran, knows only the verses that is not very clear, then it's going to be tough on you. What happened if I steal and you steal? If I steal, a woman steal, and a brother steal, is the punishment the same? Absolutely. وَالسَّارِقُ وَالسَّارِقَةُ فَاقْطَعُوا أَيْدِيَهُمَا. The woman thief, the man thief, cut their hand, both. What about adultery? Both is the same. وَالزَّانِيَةُ وَالزَّانِي فَاجْلِدُوا كُلَّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمَا 80 جَلْدَ وَلَا تَأْخُذْكُمْ بِهِمَا رَأْفَةٌ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ. Punishment, same. Reward, you fast, I fast. You do qiyam, I do qiyam. You do charity, I do charity. Right? Same. مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ الَّذِي كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Whomsoever do a good deed. Here, he said, a man and a woman. وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. You have to be a believer. We're going to make you live a very good life. And you're going to reward you both the same. So what's feminism then? Feminism basically, as a woman and as a man, you need to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me rights, but at the same time gave me responsibilities. And he honored the man, takleef, but tashreef, honored the man with certain things I don't have, but he's going to be asked about it. Back to the son inherit double. Why? Why? Just why? Why Allah give you double than me? It's not fair. A'udhu billah. But I'm telling you what I hear from the mouth of Muslims. The mouth of Muslims. Maybe they don't say it in front of you, but I get these emails and questions. How are you going to respond? This is your daughter. 15 years from now, she's 25. And she says, are you telling me this house, my brother will take 2/3 and I will take 1? Why? That's not fair. And imagine she's saying this to her friend in college, her coworker. How you will respond? Yes. The man is responsible for the woman throughout her life. Who said so? And now we are talking. Because this is one of the most misunderstood verse in the Quran. And you really have to learn it. It's also in Surah An-Nisa. الرِّجَالُ قَوَّامُونَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ. And the men use this. Right? And when the woman wants, she used this verse also. What is qawama? What is a man is qawam? Anybody knows Arabic here? From the men I'm asking. Yes? They are caretaker. That's one of the translation. Second, protectors. Third, I'm sorry? Provider, okay, but he mainly the first two. Protector, caretaker, and then provider, if you have the money. Because the Allah said, بِمَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ وَبِمَا أَنفَقُوا مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ. So when I say to my wife, and now coming to the brothers, that you need to take care of me, and I never use the word obey me, because it's very negative in this country. Although in deen is ta'a, but in this country, obey is usually used for slaves. So be very careful, especially when you speak to non-Arab. For us, we know what's ta'a. It's very easily understood. But when you say obey, people will misuse this word. And some gets very offended. I call it take care. And I'm going to say, why? And you're going to respond and you say, because I have to take care of you. Listen to this. You taking care of your wife is a responsibility. Me taking care of my husband is responsibility. Both. Both. So I cannot say as a man, I'm not going to take care of her because she doesn't take care of me. Don't do it. It's your choice. But Allah will ask you. And the same thing applies here.